I wonder if any of the girls that Big Fatty goes to see at the nursing home.
Yeah. You know, out of context, it sounds really weird.
I wonder if either of them or any of them are 92.
Can you imagine just that let's say you had that conversation with a coworker at the Spit Val factory, and you're just like going like, yeah, my friend Big Fatty likes to hang out with the women.
With the women at the nursing at Shady Pines. You know, it's going to be really weird for me when I have to come visit you at a nursing home. How are we going to do this show?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, out of context, it sounds really weird.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4276 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 25th of June, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and something else. Oh, Havsies, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you take it out of context. Well, maybe the theme of today's little show. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, as the music indicates, y'all, you're Havsies today. Because y'all, can you believe it has been 6 months since Crema? Y'all, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. And y'all, what's even more unbelievable, it's only 6 months until Crema. Big Fatty, that's kind of hamsies. It's true. Big Fatty, Hendrix kind of had, no, he's, well, anyway. But y'all, so update your Amazon wish list. Big Fatty, you're a whore.
Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we love the Fatty the Pew. Jug Bumper, yes, you... kind of searching for your words there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's the excitement of Crema being 6 months away. It's just, you know, in fact, I may piddle. Anyway, y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you, yes, oh, y'all, before I get into that, y'all, I just, y'all, I want you to keep the nip in your thoughts. Keep him in your thoughts because, Wednesday morning, y'all, he is going to have his a colonoscopy. And so, y'all, today, too, I say Tuesday is prep day. In fact, I've got a hidden micro hoist down there at the House of Nip. And y'all, let's just tune in now and see how everything's going down there. Nip, are you there? Well, I'll let you get back to your business. Anyway, y'all, it sounds like blowing it out down there at the House of Nip. Just a reminder, everyone, the job's not over till the paperwork's done. Me, ready? He's going to be sleeping on the turl, but y'all, let's see, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I didn't do a whole lot. Y'all, it's just so hot here that, Big Fatty is, y'all, I'm not getting out as much. Like, for instance, to Monday, y'all, the high was 97 degrees, and with the humidity, it was about 110 degrees outside. And y'all, that's just not safe. And I'm not going to put myself in a situation like that. And I urge all of you to be careful about that too. And And y'all, this is, I heard that it was going to be in the hundreds up there in the South Dakota. Well, Big Fatty, what do you expect? The South is in the name. Well, except the South Dakota is fairly north. Well, how about North Dakota? Well, it's north of South. Oh, okay. And y'all, the whole East Coast up into New England, they're just, and y'all, they don't I don't know nowadays, but in the past, a lot of folks don't have the air conditioning. No, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, it was a quiet evening nonetheless. I did watch the sports ball. And the Atlanta Braves did win. No, wait a minute. No, that was Sunday afternoon. I watched Sunday evening. Y'all, I recoded the LFC. The NIP did stop by. We visited for a little bit, and y'all. Then I watched. What else did I watch on the TV machine? I caught up on something, because you know the 60 minutes is all reruns now, and what did I catch up on? Oh, I know what it was, y'all. About a month or so ago, y'all, they had a 2-hour special on MASH. And you know, MASH has been off the air for decades. But y'all, it still holds, its final episode still holds the record for the most viewers, you know, and y'all, this was back when you either, you had to watch it, when it was on, it was must see TV, and, y'all, and it, and, but they had the living, or surviving members of the cast on, and y'all, it just gave a little bit of their backstory and their characters and things like that. Y'all, it was very interesting. But when that was over, y'all, I was in the bed. I was tired, Big Fatty. Sounds like you can't keep your eyes open now. Well, I can. And anyway, slept like a baby. But y'all, I had an appointment downtown. Y'all, I had to get a vaccine. My doctor wanted me to get the what's it called? Gardasil or something like the HPV and the hepatitis B going through the records. Oh, you hadn't had this, and you so y'all. I had an appointment 8:30 a.m. in the morning. Got my jabs, as Arthur would say down there in the future. And y'all, from there I went to my favorite bagel store, and y'all, the cute boy was working this morning. I did not receive any complimentary bagels today though, but y'all, I got the cheese and habanero bacon bagel and the poppy seed bagel. Got three of each of those, and y'all, from there I was in Ruby Red, and I just, y'all, I headed on out and got my hairs cut. And my favorite girl that does the absolute best job on Big Fatty's hair, y'all, she was there, and y'all, she had one person in her chair, and y'all, when that person was done, Big Fatty was next. And y'all, it was short and sweet, but y'all, it may be the best hair cut I've had in a very long while. And y'all, so then after that, I came back here to the villa. Y'all, I had one of those bagels because I hadn't eaten much of a brofkus or anything, just my coffee. Came back. Yeah, I did read the paper, and I did most of my puzzles. Y'all, the strands puzzle was very difficult today, but I got it. And so I got back home, ate that bagel, and y'all, the Price is Right was on. And so I turned it on, and y'all, did an hour of nipple walking inside of the villa. But I still got to get some more steps into to do all my calories and get my calories. But I've got all afternoon to do that. And I had my share before I went to get my jabs and. Let's see, what else? Oh, and so, y'all, after I did all of that, y'all, I decided I was ready for a little nipple nap. And, y'all, I was out. I was out like a light. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, but, y'all, a couple of things I wanted to mention to you. Y'all, should we check in on the nipple gate? Big Fatty, you know he's fouling the bed linen, and it's like Hansel and Gretel there. There's a path of something that, well, we know what the something is, but anyway, it's just y'all, it's like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, the river of chocolate. Anyway, well, maybe he'll get a golden ticket for the honeypot. anyway, y'all, I was listening to some of the little shows, and y'all, I saw that there was a new episode of The Blime Gods. You know, that's Mr. Cackle's show. And y'all, I was so excited, I turned it on, and y'all, it was 23 seconds of just the theme song. That's it. Just the theme song. So y'all, I don't know if there's been some sort of a testicle difficulty, or if that was a teaser. Well, it could have been a teaser, but who knows? And y'all, then I was listening to the kids over there at The Mix, and y'all, you know, they played the closing music and everything, and the old gal came on and told us it was a Pride 48 little show, and y'all, it just kept going. Y'all, there was 13 minutes of silence. Now, you know, Big Fatty is known for his 20 minutes of silence, and I don't know if they're trying to test the trademark on 20 minutes of silence, you know, but y'all, 13 minutes of silence. Absolute silence. So I don't know what was going on with that, but y'all, you never know about these little shows. And Y'all, speaking of little shows, I want to talk to you a little bit about the quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty?
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty?
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him.
This is into the VFO, checking on the Nip desk. Nip, how you doing down there?
F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty on
the... Oh, I don't know. The nip on the turl today might be more horrifying. Well, Nip, I hope everything comes out all right. I mentioned to you a while back that the quiz with balls little show, y'all, it's awful. It's just awful. And I mentioned that, speaking of awful, I mentioned that Love Island is on. I'm not watching it. It's pure trash, but if you have the Peacock, you can join Alex and Vince and Brandon as they enjoy their guilty pleasure for the summer. There is a show that has already started called The 1% Club. Yes, Big Fat, it's about the old Cricket Hat. And, y'all, it's a pretty good show. They start and they ask 100 people questions, and they go from 90% of the surveyed people were able to get this, and then they ask the group, and those that didn't get it are out, and then they do 80% and 70, 60, 50, 45, 40, 30, all the way down. And y'all, when they get to the last question, then the ones that are still in it have a choice to either split a pot of $10,000, or they can go for the 1% question. And if they get the 1% question, then they win all the money from the people who went out of the game because of an incorrect answer. It's pretty good. It's a good quiz program for you if you like that. Y'all, as you know, the Big Brother starts on the 17th. Tonight, premiere the 17th and the 18th. Y'all, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is starting on the 10th of July. Y'all, on the 18th, in addition to the second night of Big Brother, y'all, they've got a show called Lucky 13, and the Pressure Lock starts. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, at least better than the nip. We will not be joining the ladies at Shady Pines today. The nip, obviously, will be, he'll be shitting himself is what he'll be doing. And a dear friend of mine from many years back, her mother passed away last week, and they're having a visitation Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m., which conflicts with our get-together with the ladies, so I'm going to go to that, and we'll see the ladies next to Tuesday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard that Daniel Bieber. And Daniel, any ideas?
No, out of context, it sounds really weird.
Oh, yeah. Well, the context is the nip is in himself.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.